focusing on getting her ready for a first run, first and foremost, and everything looked pretty good to me this morning.
Ewie, what were your initial thoughts after the trial?
Yeah, I was really pleased. Obviously, we saw she didn't miss a start, as she's had a habit of doing previously. She's been really good the last couple of preps, so because she did that, I didn't want to rush her into a gear, but, you know, took a little while to tack onto the field, and I think her best work was certainly as she went past the winning post and beyond. So, look, her action was great. Her mannerisms, if anything, probably more relaxed than usual, which she's shown signs of in her gallops leading into the first trial. So, no, as long as her action's fine and the way she finished off, I was very pleased.
Chris, given her age, is this preparation been any different?
No, it hasn't. We've allowed an extra week just if we need it to get her a little bit fitter. But apart from that, it's business as usual. When you're talking about age, she's only really sort of 3 months beyond from when she won a Cox Plate, her fourth Cox Plate. So it's not as if she's a year old or anything like that. It's simply just, another trimester in a year. And, she's if anything, she looks better than we've had her at the same stage. And her body language is just fantastic.
Is her being more relaxed a better sign, Phil, this stage in her career?
Well, early on in her career, she was not on edge, but she was very charged up, and hence the reason why we've had the earmuffs on right from the start and making sure that she just saves it all for race day. So I don't think there's too much change really, and if anything it's a positive. It's just showing that she's enjoying herself and not getting any signs of stress about her.
The Queen Elizabeth Stakes and that schedule that you previously announced as her four races is still on track for that?
Yep, very much so. But it's just like last preparation, one race at a time. We won't say when the end is. It's simply the Apollo Stakes first up at Randwick, middle of February, and then just take one race from there, and providing Hugh's happy, the owners are happy, and obvious signs are there to say that she can progress through to a second, a third, then maybe a fourth start, then we'll just take it as it comes.
Is there any temptation to go beyond that?
There's only one temptation, that's to get her to her first run, first and foremost. So, yeah, like all other preparations, we try and let everybody know where we're heading. But we also stress that it's one race at a time, and more so now than ever before.
There they were, Chris Waller and Hugh Bowman, after Winks trialled over 900 metres at Rosehill this morning. Gee, he keeps his cards close to his chest. He'd be a good card player. I wonder if Debbie Kapitis, part owner of Winks, is going to give us a little bit more. G'day, Deb.
Hi, Matt. Well, I don't think there's any more I can give you.
No, I don't think there is either. Well, there's only one thing. The All-Star Mile nominations closed today for the big race at Flemington. Any nomination being thrown in there as a caution or not?
Look, we haven't gone down that way yet. What Chris has sort of rumoured to us is we would rather just get to a first race, let that do the talking. There is always the chance, if we wanted to go that way, to do the wild card. So, No, there more than likely won't be a nomination, and that's the route we take. It's just, we've always done it that way. We've always taken the horse first, and it's a great concept, absolutely brilliant race, very proud of the industry, but yeah. That's what we do.
Well, the set play, as in the established campaign, has worked brilliantly for Winks, so why change now? What did you make of the trial, Deb?
Oh, look, it was good. She had a good blow at the end. But no, Hugh said she felt good, she looked good, and he held her and just encouraged her. She was nice and relaxed, so he encouraged her to finish off and go past the field after the winning post, and she did everything he wanted and still felt exactly the same. So that's what I like to hear. And, I just love her.
Out of the gates, she was quite laconic out of the gates today.
Hugh just let her take her time and get out of the gates the way she wanted to, which is what we tend to do in her first trial. It's just she knows it's only a trial, so she just wants to do what she has to, and that's why he hurried her up near the finish to make her do that little bit more. But as you said, she seems more relaxed this time, and there's nothing wrong with that. We women, we like to be relaxed. We do our best work relaxed.
No, that's right. Relaxation is the key. Hey, this is in all likelihood, the last campaign. So it's a different feeling that there's no second horizon, that this is it. How do the ownership group and how do you feel about that scenario?
Oh, look, we're like the horse. We're just taking one run at a time and we'll deal with that when we need to.
All right, so no different sense going into this campaign with the curtain
not
getting
closer? Not for me. Yep. No, not for me. There's always been a chance she would never get through the prep where she starts it. So it's always been that way and it's still the same.
All right, and there was a nice buzz at the trials today?
There was. No, it's phenomenal. The people, you know, public are coming out just to watch her and get a glimpse of her and, you know, you can see them standing at the fence trying to get a photo as she walked past. No, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. The love of her is, you just can't describe it, actually. I flew back from America this morning and she received the Vox Populari Award, the Secretariat Award in America.
Yeah.
And we were there for that. And look, it's just brilliant. The reception she gets everywhere.
Absolutely. And just one last thing. To your eye, I mean, you're obviously from a very horsey family and you know what they look like and when they're looking good. How did she look to your eye physically?
Oh, look. You'd be better off asking Lizzie Jelks than me. God, I'm only an owner. But no, she looked perfect. And you could see she wasn't super tucked up, but she wasn't taking big, deep breaths from her hind quarter. So she is just the way she's always been. Hard to believe a 7-year-old mare can perform and look the way she does in January after finishing the Cox Plate in October. Just unbelievable.
She sort of defies Mother Nature, doesn't she?
She does, and it's the amazing management of the Chris Waller team, everybody that looks after her, that has a hand in her at all, really take it to be important, and they do the same with every horse. But it's just phenomenal to see what can be done on the racetrack.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to her and give her a nice big kiss and a pat, and then onward and upwards. So it's the Apollo, the Chipping Norton, the Ryder, and the Queen Elizabeth. As long as every race goes to plan, that's the strategy. But the Apollo is the sole focus at the moment on February 16.
Absolutely. But the focus at the moment is getting her through this trial. If she pulls up the same, she'll have another trial probably in 2 weeks, and we just take it one step at a time.
All right.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Go and give her a pat.
I will. Thanks,
good on,
Matt.
Good on you, Debbie. Debbie Capita's there. So there you go. Winx trial this morning to a throng of media and onlookers and owners, and she was a little bit slow out of the gate, and she went through her gears. She ran about 6th or 7th, and then as they passed the line, she was gobbling them up. So it was pretty much a standard Winx trial, and it all went well.